This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Friends, last month we were deeply saddened by the sudden passing of our founder and president, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein. Rabbi Eckstein's daughter, Yael Eckstein, has assumed the mantle of leadership and as president is now leading the fellowship forward. Here is Yael Eckstein with today's Holy Land Moments.
The Jewish holiday of Purim has always been one of my favorite days of the year. I love watching kids dress up in costume and the entire city of Jerusalem transform into a holy party. But several years ago at this time, the celebration of Purim was a different story. The morning before Purim, my 11-month-old baby woke up screaming. Picking him up and feeling his forehead, it was clear that he was very sick. I ran with him to the doctor's office where he was diagnosed with pneumonia. Returning home through Jerusalem streets, ringing with songs and celebration, it was impossible for me to get into the joyful spirit of Purim. When I got home, I gave my sweet son his medicine, put him to bed, and began cooking to prepare for the family celebration. But eventually, I broke down crying. It was all too much for me. How could I possibly celebrate when I was so worried about my son? Then, my 3-year-old daughter came innocently dancing into the kitchen. She took one look at my red puffy eyes and hugged me. "Mommy," she lovingly whispered, "you shouldn't cry. God commanded us to be happy today." Her words made me stop and evaluate the situation. She was right. The commandment to be happy on Purim was applicable during good times and bad. If we were only supposed to be happy when things were going right, the commandment wouldn't be needed. Today, I'm grateful that my precious daughter, through her simple words, was able to teach me the true meaning of Purim.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. To record your prayer for Yael Eckstein and for the Eckstein family, call 888-241-IFCJ.